Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We are joined by Ambassador Yoram Edinger, who has graciously given us a full hour of his time today to discuss the, well, state of what I think of as the war for the free world. From the front lines, his vantage point in Jerusalem, Israel. We're talking with him about so many different aspects of the threat we're facing, as well as Israel, in this war. Many of the same adversaries threatening both of us. And Mr. Ambassador, I just did want to delight, is the right word for it, I think, in the presentations that were made last night here in New York City, where I'm speaking to you from, by your current ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer, and Morton Klein, the inimitable president of the Zionist Organization of America. Both made extraordinary addresses, which will be available at securefreedom.org for those of you who'd like to see them. Ambassador Dermer commenting at length on some of the challenges that you've just discussed, and also on the challenge posed to freedom by those who would suppress arguably our most fundamental freedom, our freedom of speech, our freedom to speak out against these sorts of threats. Mort Klein gave a very powerful address, as you know him so well to do, about the importance of Israel to Western civilization and freedom more generally, and the dangers of false pieces. So I just wanted to salute both gentlemen, to thank them for joining us and allowing us to honor them at our dinner, and invite your comment on these sorts of points and how important they should be to the new Trump administration as it comes into office.
Well, in fact, it seems to me that President-elect Trump has already indicated that he intends, for instance, to resurrect the U.S. posture of deterrence. He intends to resurrect the respect towards the U.S. Among both allies and foes. And it seems to me that he very clearly has indicated that he has no illusions about the threats of Islamic terrorism and Iran's Ayatollahs. He has no illusions or delusions about the United Nations. And unlike the current president, I don't see President-elect Trump considering the UN to be a major playmaker, as it has been during the Obama's administration. But maybe most importantly, for me as an Israeli, I have detected among President-elect Trump's advisors and Vice President-elect Mike Pence himself and his advisors the realization that U.S.-Israel relations transcend dramatically the Palestinian issue or the Arab-Israeli conflict. The benefits to the U.S. derived from Israel amount to much more than the next negotiation between Israeli and Palestinians. Israel has the potential to extend substantially the U.S. strategic arm. Israel has become a major life insurance agent for the pro-American Arab regimes in the Middle East, whether it is our next-door neighbor Jordan, the Hashemite regime of Jordan, or even as far as the House of Saud in Saudi Arabia, or Sheikh Sabah in Kuwait, or Sheikh Khalifa in Bahrain. The entire pro-American or potentially pro-American Persian Gulf Arab countries rely increasingly on ties with Israel for their counter-terrorism. And in many respects, we today demonstrate how correct was the late General Alexander Haig when he referred to Israel as the largest American aircraft carrier, which doesn't require a single American on board. In many respects, we are the major, the most dramatic American aircraft carrier in the Middle East, providing much support to pro-American Arab regimes.
A critical element of power projection for this country, for sure. And in a way, what you've just described, Ambassador Yoram Edinger, is a transformation of the so-called Arab-Israeli conflict. It's not to say that you're no longer in danger by any means, but it certainly has changed the complexion of this dramatically. And primarily, I guess that's because the old enemy of my enemy is my friend line applies. They're very concerned, the Gulf states, the Jordanians and others, about Iran and what it's up to. What would your advice be, Ambassador Edinger, with respect to the deal with Iran? There's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing about this. The president-elect has expressed deep concern about it, but has seemingly evolved from saying he's going to rip it up to renegotiating it or something. What do you make of the possibilities of doing any kind of renegotiation as long as the mullahs and their hateful education system and so on continue to operate in that country?
Well, I'm not a person of hope, so to speak, hopeful, peaceful message. I'm trying to stick to reality. I have no illusions about the possibility of transforming the Ayatollahs from supremacist regime, violent, intolerant regime, to another Western democracy, or even a moderate Muslim regime. The Ayatollahs have their mind set on not only dominating the Persian Gulf and then the Middle East and then the Muslim world. They have their mind set on subordinating the infidels to their own kind of Islam. And therefore, any agreement which they sign does not reflect their moderation, but rather plays into their own hands. My assumption, based on the track record of the Ayatollahs, is that confrontation rather than negotiation is the proper tactic should the West try to spare the globe a potential nuclear global war. Western delusions have provided North Korea with access to nuclear. The same type of negligence enabled Pakistan to become nuclear, and the same type of negligence has put Iran, the Ayatollahs of Iran, on the path of becoming nuclear, when, by the way, they can develop it in North Korea also, not only on Iranian grounds. And once again, the question is, will the next tenet at the White House realize that confronting or preempting rogue regimes is much more responsible than waiting for them to launch their own offensive.
Mr. Ambassador, we have to leave it at that, but God bless you, sir. We appreciate so much your time, your expertise, your service to your country, and of course, your love of ours. Come back to us again, if you would, very soon, and I hope the rest of you will do the same. Tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Afty.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.